Hey guys, welcome back to the second episode for this week of FPL Kopi Talks with three gentlemen who love passionately the game Fantasy Premier League, and we're here to share with you our thoughts and analysis on this game that we love. I'm Anwar, the FPL casual.
I'm ABK, the Arsenal loyalist.
And I'm Lukman, the sensible one. Good intro, man, Anwar. love it.
We're having technical difficulties this morning. I still say morning because I started off at night, and now it's already past midnight for me already. It's also morning for me.
What time is your pre-dawn?
Yeah. It just became daylight savings. I just lost 1 hour. It was one day, and now I break fast at 8:20 p.m. So
if you lost 1 hour, means what? That means yesterday was what?
As in, it became 1 hour first? Later. Like, basically, my 2 o'clock became 3 o'clock suddenly, and then
2 o'clock became 3 o'clock.
Why they push back? Because it gets brighter earlier, is it?
Something I don't know lah. Actually, Spain don't need to do daylight saving. Actually, they just want to macam ikut orang.
Unlike if Europe,
peer pressure.
Unlike if Europe,
But psychologically, like, you've been fasting, and then you've been breaking your fast at around 7, and now you have to break your fast at 8 plus. Although you are fasting about
same number
time,
hours.
Yeah, but same psychologically, like you have to think, alamak, pukul 8 o'clock, and then I break fast.
So, eight.
What was the longest? What was the longest?
The
one goes? What's the longest time you fasted?
So, the longest time would be on the last day of the fasting month. So, the last day of fasting month, I think it's about 5:30-ish, 5:35, I start fasting. 9 o'clock. And 8:25 p.m.
Okay lah. Still decent lah.
Okay lah. Cool weather, bro. Singapore is damn hot, bro.
Yeah.
The last time
I'm not complaining. The weather here is perfect. The weather here is great. It's like aircon temperature, and then it's like...
Yeah.
Nice.
There's also the sun. Last time, it's also very nice. Yeah,
the last time when I was in Europe and I was fasting there, the sahur was at like 3:30, and the
peak
breakfast was at 9:30.
Peak summer, right?
Yeah, that was pretty mad. Yeah. But what I realized was after 7:30, right, like your body just gives up.
How's your fasting month, bro? Like, in Singapore?
Alhamdulillah, I think this month has been a full month of spiritual giving. I think there's a lot of goodness that comes out from this wonderful, beautiful month. Alhamdulillah. No,
why so PR, bro? Just give the lowdown, bro.
Easier. What's different for me is, I think, not say different, I mean, as you eat, right? I feel that the hunger is not so much an issue, but what I struggle with most is the sleep, bro. Every day sleeping at about 11, 12, waking up about 4 or 5, and then like grinding day in, day out, even on weekends. That gets to you.
It's going to be over soon, but shall we?
Yeah,
let's start the pod proper. But before that, don't forget to follow FPL Kopi Talks on IG and X. X is the X account is I'm controlling it. I don't think you two are on X anymore, right, bro? I've been X-ing a lot. So you guys should see my X-ing. It's not tweeting anymore, right? It's X-ing. So I've been X-ing a lot. So you guys should just
I'm
trying to
soon,
No, but okay, I did see some new members actually. In the past week or so. Do you guys see?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure where this guy's come from. Maybe it's because of your ex efforts.
We are on TikTok also, which I haven't been on it. Facebook is just like reposting from IG. And YouTube, I rarely post also because I don't know whether there's a demand. But yeah.
It's okay. We just focus on IG and Spotify first.
X.
Yeah. And X. Yeah. Yeah, but if you're listening to Spotify, once again, go to the subscribe button, subscribe, and give us a 5-star rating.
Okay, so if you haven't, do join our Telegram group where we're running our FPL Prize League. I'm really looking forward to today's pod, and without further ado, grab your beverage of choice. This is episode 118. You suck at this game. I suck at this game. Let's get it.
Let's go.
Boss, kopi O satu, boss. You're listening to FPL Kobe Talks.
It's Freddie Young back again. Push out by Bartes. Wilson!
Right here. Right now.
The title is, I made the title because it's especially for me, lah. But yeah, anyway, on Spotify, right, there's a real option. Y'all got seen that?
No.
I seen, like, there's an IG story, like, they will play from the podcast, like, a snippet. Y'all don't know? Like, no, it's not only for us, lah, but for everybody. Yeah, okay, anyway, where shall we start, guys? Strategy corner?
No. Yep, we can.
Quick one. So quick one.
I think I summarized quite a little bit here. If you haven't played your triple captain, right, your triple captain will either be one of these double game week, right, potentially on Palmer. We spoke about that. But I think the main strategy here is your
Salah 34 also.
Salah 34 also. If you're not playing any chip. If you're not playing any chip, Salah captain.
Yeah. Yep. So that's your triple captain. But I think most people would have used their triple captain by now. We had two big double game week past double game week that people were so tempted to use. But we have the free hit, wildcard, bench boost. So ideally what we want to do is we want to combine the wildcard with the bench boost to maximize the bench boost opportunity. For myself, I went in with wildcard 31, bench boosting on 34. Basically, because of the structure of my team, I'm not able or I don't feel confident enough to dead end to 34 and then do my wildcard in 35, and then I will free hit in 37 for the double game week. So the other strategy, which I think Lokman and ABK is adopting, is dead ending to free hitting 34, right? So they're doing
dead ending 34.
You bring your team to the dead end. In
34. Then when's your free hit?
Free hit do already, bro. 29, bro. It's our wildcard 35.
Yeah, they already did their free hit. So if you haven't had your free hit, it could be an option to free hit 34, right? Wildcard 35, and then do your bench boost in 37.
Yeah.
Yep. So this is the other strategy. So this is chip season, guys.
Some stats, right? In the top 10K, right? About 50% has used their wildcard. So those like me and ABK who are like in the doldrums, right, but we still have our wildcard and bench boost, I think there's still some gain. It's a bit differential to wildcard 35. But the bench boost is only 11% in the top 10K. So I think our bench boost team will be very different. Those who wildcard in 35 and those who have wildcard already. So I still think there's something to gain for me and ABK. For those who have wildcard and bench boost, there's still a glimmer of hope to a good ending.
Yeah, glimmer of hope. But I think one reason why I wasn't so sold on that strategy was because you're basically putting all your eggs in one basket for the last three game weeks of the season. So it's really hard to maneuver. Your wild card has got to be perfect in that sense.
I feel like our strategy is good because you are segmentizing your planning. Right. So you can plan, right? You don't have to think about 35 to 38 at all. In terms of the ease of planning, you just think about 34 first, right? Because everything after 34 is fully new for you, and then when you finish 34, then you start planning 35 to 38 fully. You know, I like the strategy, you can segmentize this. But with yours, you have to still think about later.
It's the final sprint, man. In a marathon, you know, the last couple of laps is when you need to decide if you want to still run the slipstream or overtake. Right? So, I guess you're running the slipstream.
No, I think both strategies are okay. I think there's pros and cons for both. So, I don't think one is much better. I would say both is the same. ABK, have you thought of your wildcard 35 draft?
No,
have you made any?
Because I'm segmentizing. Thinking of up to 34, and then 35 is going to be...
Blank page. Because Lemon is asking, wildcard 35, what are the best rotation pairs we could take advantage of if we are looking to bench boost in 37?
Do you have an answer for that?
Yeah, I do. Because I made my draft. I think the draft is pretty straightforward. It's triple City, triple Spurs, triple Chelsea, triple Man United, and triple Newcastle. 15 already, right? So that's 5 teams. So I think that's a template one. But the players who in those teams is still up for debate lah. But I think like because okay, Man U and Newcastle right before the double right, they have Burnley and Sheffield at home. I know Man U and Newcastle are quite flaky lah, but it's still Burnley at home, Sheffield at home, and then they have Crystal Palace and Burnley also after that in 35, 36. So I think Man U triple and Newcastle triple are pretty nailed on lah because they have a double. So
anyway, a lot of things can change within these few weeks . And I think both of you guys will definitely be discussing who your wildcard options are for 35, right?
So the good thing about 35, so we can see which team has something to play for at 35 as well. So we can play around. But I think the teams are pretty straightforward. Like Chelsea and Spurs, right? They have a double before the 37 bench boost. So you will want to stock up on them also. And then Man City, I think Haaland, Foden and one defender is probably nailed in every wildcard draft of 35 because they have a double in 37. So I think... Lemon, I think that's the answer lah. You can have single players like you have Aynori has Luton and Crystal Palace in 35 and 37. You can bench boost with Aynori with Crystal Palace at home. That's one player I can think of. That's about it, Lemon. What you don't see, no? Sorry?
Yeah. Correct. So I agree with you lah. So I think
We still long way to go lah. Yeah, we still long way to go, Lemon. I mean Lemon's asking a question like it's too forward thinking. It's too time.
Lukman is saying it's too forward thinking.
I think for this spot lah. For this week's spot lah. Not for your own time is fine, but for this week's spot, right? Lemon asking
The reason why it will be better for us to answer later is because then we know what the situations are with teams at 35.
Yeah,
then
correct. Right. So stay tuned to the episode. That will be pre-gaming 35.
But thanks for the question, bro. Right?
And also our Telegram group, Price Stick closes in 35. So Lemon, that's an important.
Before 35 or like 35 deadline then
35 close, deadline right? Close, like no more entry. And if that the one that's currently on top of the table,
Big Ben,
is not responding,
Lemon,
it will definitely go to Lemon. Like. If but Ben comes in 38 and then says hi, and Ben, it's still like he's not gonna get anything. Lemon is gonna get.
Yeah, but thanks for the question, Lemon. Thanks for the question.
I mean, not definitely lah, Lemon, because I'm only 100 points away. I see.
100 points. No lah. Maybe Kenny has a chance. Maybe.
Yeah, Kenny. Yeah. Okay, let's answer. Let's talk about rotations. Weche asking. So like. Haaland.
Yeah, this week was horrible in terms of rotation.
Haaland, first time rested.
I think this week is probably the last week of rotation, right?
I think so. I think
there's Champions League also, right?
Yeah, but I think Haaland had his rest already, right? I think he probably played every game. I'll be surprised.
Your Arsenal, your City with Champions League game, your Liverpool with the Europa League game, you probably want to go. Firing on all cylinders in all remaining games. The manager is probably sitting down and hunkering them and saying that, okay, guys, we've got a huge congestion fixture. We need everyone here. You'll be playing as much minutes as you can, especially the key players, right? And then probably to the bench players, you guys need to step up when they're out. I don't think there'll be much rotation. At least that's from my perspective because the Premier League table is so close, right? Everyone's looking to push for points. I don't see why... I don't know. I can't read Pep's mind, but if Saka's available, I don't see how Arteta will want to put Saka on the bench for potentially Premier League title season. I mean, Champions League is one thing. It's a knockout system. You can always decide how the game goes on with the players and your bench and all this. But Premier League, you got to start your best players and hope for the best because it's just 1 point between the top three. It's too close.
I think as long as there's still the title race going on, I think the teams will not rest anymore. I think just this week, I think especially for Arsenal, it was just against Luton at home. I think that's why they had maybe a bit of leeway to kind of play Emile Smith Rowe and Reece Nelson and not force Saka back into the team. Yeah, so I think they had a bit of leeway here. Yeah. But I think going on from here, I think that we can't expect no more rotations. But actually quite interesting that Man City... Away to Villa, they rested Haaland.
Home to Villa.
I mean, it's still.
But I think what we can expect, maybe not rotation, but in terms of resting players playing a fewer minutes, like 60 minutes, what Salah did this morning and all that. But other than that, I think if you're looking at a template player like Saka, Salah, Haaland. I think you don't have to worry too much because most of the managers or going forward probably have these players. So the impact will be like averaged out
among. I think the teams, question, the worry, right, is captaining. Okay, let me give you a scenario. Game week 33, right? Man City home to Luton. So the game is on Saturday. Tuesday they play Real Madrid, and then Saturday Luton, and then Wednesday Real Madrid again. You have to captain. I think Haaland will probably play, right? I mean, it's a good thing that he already had his rest. He'll probably play Luton and probably a safe captaincy, Luton home. So I think he'll probably play the game despite Real Madrid being on either side of the game. So I think, which I think it's fine. I think you're probably asking because of captaincy, right? I think that's an issue. You won't sell them, right?
Yeah.
Most likely, yeah. It's captaincy. Talking about captaincy. This game, wait.
Talking about captaincy, let's seg into Kenny's question, captaincy dilemma for week 32. Salah, Haaland, Saka, Son, or even Palmer have decent fixtures a bit. Most of them have away fixtures. Yeah. What's your thoughts, man?
Yeah.
It's on Haaland for me. I think he's rested for 1 week. I think he's good to go for
away to Palace.
Away to Palace, yeah.
Right. Anwar?
Ooh. Can you go first? I'm still deciding.
I think I'm 100% going Salah because, as I said, I roasted Man U already, right? They concede buckloads of shots. Salah took like how many million shots against Brighton? I think this morning he had 3 shots. I think Salah's got a good record against Man U too. I think that counts for something. 13 goals and 4 assists in 40 games or something like that. So I think Salah is no-brainer for me for my team.
Okay.
I don't think I'll go Haaland. Early kickoff. I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. I think I'm still gonna change my answer.
Changing or not changing?
I changing. I'm convinced.
I'm convinced by Lukman's argument.
Even though I suck at this game.
let's put it this way.
Let's go.
For me,
Salah, right?
on normal days, I'll go with Salah Palmer. But if I feel like at this stage, right? Salah or Haaland, right? But at this stage, if I feel like I want to edge the game a little bit, Palmer is a very, very decent option against garbage.
I Palmer is fine.
I'm
but
going with Palmer
rubbish,
as my differential captain pick. Yeah, Chelsea is rubbish, but if you're looking at 13, 15, 20 points, an average of 15 points.
But you see the Burnley game, they played against 10 men for so long, but somehow they didn't win the game at home to Burnley. But anyway.
Correct. But it's a risk, right?
Lukman,
it's a risk. It's a differential risk, and I need it.
Even though you suck at this game, I'm still a sucker for your advice. I'm still a sucker for your advice.
Yeah. Okay, nice one.
Yeah, so I'm going for Palmer differential. Yeah, I don't know about you.
I think quick one, Sun. I think Sun has the best fixture, home to Forest. But actually, Forest, they are underlying for defensive since Nuno came in, right? It's quite decent. And Sun had a bad game too. So
I find Forest a dark horse. Don't really see them as the team that you can walk over. They can tend to come in with the results, surprise you.
Led by Origi, bro. No surprises, bro. So
not Origi.
Champions League winner, leading the team. So I think Sun was an option for me, but after Sun's performance, I think Salah lah. I think can't go Salah with Salah.
As usual, Kenny, let us know what your pick is and what's your thoughts on this.
Yeah, I hope you go with Palmer, on the Telegram group.
So,
okay. So, anything right else?
Yeah, one more question from Kumaran Mani. Oh. From Kumaran, so good
friend
of the pod as well. Yeah, it's my friend. It's a friend. Yeah. So, no, it's not. but yeah, we met at Mandaki, he's a tutor. So anyway, he's asking is, we don't know his chip plan, what his chip plan is, but yes, Salah, Diaz, Kudos, Palmer, and Saka. And he asked if he should bring Foden in, and if so, for who? I think
we actually talked about it in the previous pod.
If you got, money, Foden for Kudos.
Kudos, right, he's the worst player there, probably.
Really? You will bring Foden in for Kudos?
Yeah.
Nebu, Diaz. Who will you bring in?
I wouldn't even bring in Foden.
Or you won't bring in. Yeah. But he wants to bring in. Answer the question.
No, should I bring Foden in? He said, should I bring Foden in? I think no.
I think Luton at home in 33, bro. I think it's fine, bro. It's fine, bro. Why don't... I mean, you don't want personally, but I think it's a fine bring in. Crystal Palace away, Luton home next to.
But the thing is, you have your 34 to think about also, right? And Foden doesn't...
Brighton away is pretty... I'm playing Foden and Haaland in... Those two are my only non-doublers, and I happily play them away to Brighton. I think that's a good fixture. Brighton is pretty open. Yeah. So, who's your only singles, bro, in your day end team, ABK? Just out of curiosity.
So, I have Haaland, and I think maybe so just Haaland and Garnacho. But
is
I
your
think
only singles ah.
Yeah, those are the two singles. But I think I could even do without Garnacho. I think I would have the capacity to do 10 doublers in my team.
Actually, McAtee first in my bench. He also got double. But he'll be my first on my bench. In case
you
Haaland got
rest of Haaland now, bro. What are you thinking? What are you thinking, mate?
He didn't start the last game against, I forgot who. So, he's not there. No, McAtee didn't start, bro.
I know, bro. I'm just kidding.
Okay, let's... off the menu, I'm on Mac A. Please buy him. Nah, lah, kidding. But there's one more game to go. We'll choose another one after next week's spot. After
what did the committee choose?
Semenyo. Semenyo.
He also assisted, I think. He got assist.
Kulusevski. Yeah, I'm on disappointing, man. I'm so sad.
Yeah. He didn't even start, no.
I think he'll. Yeah, I think Johnson. I think he'll probably be dropped from now. I think Johnson is too good on form. Playing right wing.
I was between Johnson, Brandon Johnson, and Kulusevski, and I was like, okay, Kulusevski started most of the games for Spurs.
Oh, you wanted Johnson? Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's either or. Yeah, but I always had something for Kulusevski. If you remember, we talked on the pod. I said like, not many people consider him. He really looks quite good in this Spurs team. Blah blah blah. And then when it matters the most, he just disappoints, man. My love story.
Anyway, McAllister needs 6 more points for me to get 2 bonus points. So come on, Mac A. Against Man U.
You need all the points you need, man. I think ABK cleaned up the file quite a bit, and then he came on to the onto our WhatsApp group. He said like, Lokman, I think the points a bit off lah. I should be 1 point ahead of you. Like I'm on 9 points or 8 points.
No. Right. He increased mine and his points to 1 more point more. Like, still the position is the same. Just 1 more point each for us. You sure or not?
Yeah, sure. I can see the history of the Instagram post. Okay. So you can see there's some discrepancies in the points.
Anwar, you're posting. Anwar,
you are doing some kind of
chicanery.
Guys, Anwar, chicanery. Fixing the FFP setting right now. Nottingham Forest versus
some audits to the points system.
Okay, anyway, since we got time, right, let's talk about the title race, bro. What are you feeling, ABK? Top two, man.
I'm feeling good, I feel.
You think we'll drop points, you're confident that we'll drop points.
Yeah, I think all three teams will drop points. It's not going to be like a you know there was this one season where Liverpool and Man City just won.
We won the last 10 games and we still lost the title. I think
that wouldn't be the situation this season. I think all three teams will drop points, but I think Arsenal. I'm hopeful. I'm kind of more confident than I was last season that Arsenal won't drop more points than
the even other. after that Luton game and that Man City game,
especially
the Luton game was pretty dread, man. Like if you play like that,
they played really they played the second team, man. Like they played Smith Rowe, still they played Reece Nelson, they played Trossard
still play what? Yeah. Trossard is probably
Trossard isn't the first team. Like this isn't the first team players playing, and it was obvious. Like Rice didn't even play the game, so like I'm the Luton game is just, yeah.
And wait, Anwar, are you there?
I am. I think he has to go soon.
Okay, quick word, Anwar. Quick word on our title chances. How confident are you?
I'm not that confident, right? I think this weekend game, I'm really nervous. I think it could really decide our title challenge. Two games, this game and the Tottenham game. So these two games will really affect our title challenge. I think what Klopp has done with this team is amazing considering the injuries that we have. But I think we're punching above our belt a lot this season, and I hope we can just see it through lah. Yeah, whatever it is, I'm still proud of the boys' performances so far.
Okay.
Good PR.
I'm pretty optimistic, to be honest. I think I'm not scared of Man U. I'm pretty okay. You know the Spurs home and Villa away 36-37, game 36-37. There's a chance, right? Fifth place is really guaranteed a Champions League spot then. So maybe Spurs and Villa will guarantee top five. So maybe it'll be a less tough game for us.
it's not about Champions League award for them. I think any team who comes again a title decider, they'd be happy to spoil the party.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's less pressure for them lah. If they don't have to play for something for the Champions League,
sometimes
let's say they guarantee Champions
pressure,
League.
Sometimes without pressure, you play better, bro.
No, but I'd rather play with someone with no pressure than with a Villa needing a win away, for example. Let's say Villa away, okay. Right? They need a win, right? That's harder to play, bro, definitely. If they already have fifth place wrapped up. Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping, like, hoping. And hopefully, yeah, I'm confident. But I disagree. I think we will win most of the games. I think if you look at, like, especially Man City.
Bro.
You look at Man City fixtures, bro. I don't think they will draw any points.
Yeah, we have to go. Yeah, I mean, the only good thing is that we're 1 point ahead, lah. But
the good thing is 3 points. I think 3 points ahead of Man City is big. 3 points ahead of Man City is quite big. So we can afford to draw one or even lose one because.
And Arsenal is just up your ass, bro. Anyway,
2 points, bro. 2 points, bro. What? I got 1 point. You got 2 points ahead of Arsenal.
Okay. Anyway, a draw. They have bigger goal difference. It's too tight. Too tight to call. No slip ups. Yeah.
Okay, bro. No, just want to go through your thing quickly before you go.
Yeah, so very quickly, I did a wild card this week. I've got Neto and Pickford as my goal options. Gabriel, Connor Bradley, Ed Nouri, Brainwith, and Tyreek Mitchell as my defensive options. Son, Palmer, Salah, Saka, Sarabia in midfield, and Haaland and Solanke up front. So I think, like I mentioned earlier, my wild card is preparing for bench boosting in game week 34. I brought Bradley in for this week. Fixture, but he didn't haul. He got that own goal and then he got that zero. But I'm planning to bring him out, get him out of the team this week because I'm planning to triple up on my Liverpool without Bradley because I don't think he doubling that game. Trent is likely going to come back either this week or the week after, and he'll likely take over Bradley's spot lah. So that being said, my move this week is to move out Connor Bradley for a defensive option, probably Zabani or someone else, but highly likely Zabani lah. So that's my option for defense. I should have brought him in on my wildcard lah. I just thought that with Bradley's attacking output so far, he ages a little bit, but yeah. So that's my plan. And then in game week, pre-game week 34, what I'm going to do is I'm going to move out Son and Muniz and bring in Darwin. And who's the other midfielder
we're
talking about? Luis. Lucho.
My advice would be roll a transfer and play Bradley away to Man U if Trent is still out.
No, I can't do that because I want to triple up on Liverpool attack, right? So I need.
Yeah, no. I think this game week you can roll still, what?
No, I need. For this game week, I need a midfield and Son. I can only transfer him out the following week, so I don't have enough funds to move Muniz and Son out for.
No. I think this game week you can roll. You can sell Bradley next week.
Pre-game week 33, you mean?
No, I'm talking about right now. Game week 22.
Oh, yeah. That's
you can
true.
Roll.
Yeah,
you can still roll, right?
Luton away.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah, quite right. We have
Luton away.
Luton away yeah. And Bradley.
Bradley is better. Luton was called.
I know, you got that.
I will play Bradley away to Man U. I think it's a good fixture, bro. I don't know. Okay, but up to you.
He might not start. I don't know. Like, let's see.
Yeah, just a quick one for my team.
I think Joe Gomez, just a quick note on that one. I think Joe Gomez might start at right back.
And Robo, Robo.
Or Robo.
Why not Robo?
Just a Robo on the left. If Robo's fit, I think Robo's still niggling.
Robo came on and he assisted Gakpo in the last minute. So
yeah,
he's fit.
But
yeah, that's a good point.
So I think Joe Gomez will probably start on the right. So
then I play Zabarni
this week. Yeah.
Okay. Can. ABK, quickly.
4-3-3 this week. My team, Neto in goal. I got my defense Bradley, Poro, Gabriel, and Zabani. My midfield Palmer, Saka, and I got Salah as my captain after Lukman convinced me. Up front, Darwin, Haaland, and Solanke. And then my midfield I have Garnacho, Gordon. My bench I have Areola, Garnacho, Gordon. Okay, so I'm gonna bench Garnacho, Liverpool at home, and Gordon, Fulham away. Yeah. So what I'm thinking of right now, actually I wanted to roll, but. Also, of course, I'm a sucker for your advice, Lukman. I'm going to transfer out Bradley for Ait Nouri.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, what does he have?
Just a quick one, guys.
Ait Nouri has West Ham at home.
Okay, thanks.
I got a bounce.
Wait,
so
before you bounce, you were captaining Palmer, right, Anwar?
Yeah.
Don't highly lock it in. How many percent, bro? Give it to the listeners.
Right now, 75.
Oh, that's quite low. Salah lah, confirm.
No lah.
Good having you, brother.
Okay. Okay, thanks, bro. Let's see, thanks.
I'll catch up with you guys soon, man. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Love you guys. See you, bro. Bye-bye.
ABK. Your team?
Your team, I want to... I think I'll play Gordon, bro. Over Zabarni. I think Luton was quite at home. You don't double up on defense for Bournemouth. They're not that good. And Gordon looked good, bro, against West Ham. I think I'll play Gordon over Zabani. And then Bradley for Anuri, yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
Why are you benching Gordon?
Because...
Yeah, what's your thought process? Luton away is a good fixture.
Zabani at Luton away.
Yeah. Do you think we... But... Yeah, maybe. But I think Gordon is good. He got his rest, really. And I will probably play, even though it's away to Fulham. Yeah.
This
but
was a rest. He got rest.
He got suspended. Suspended. Oh,
yeah.
Rest. I think I'll play Gordon. He looked good. But anyway, my team, 3-4-3, Dubravka, Gabriel, Gusto, Moreno, Captain Salah, Saka, Foden, Son, Solanke, Haaland, and Semenyo. So I'm benching Zabarni, McCarthy, and Estupinian, and Areola. So I'm going to roll. Do you see any transfers? Day end 34?
Sorry?
Do you see any... this team is fine, right, for 32?
Let me have a look again, sorry. I was just still thinking about my team a bit.
Sorry.
No, because... the reason why is because I think Gordon's away form isn't so good.
I know. But Zabani is like... He doesn't return, attacking return. And Luton at home scores goals. I mean, they start defensively. But I'm backing them to score at home. That's why I think... Okay. I'll punt Gordon. That's my thought process. I don't think Zabani away Luton is a good defensive fixture.
Yeah. Any transfers on your side that you're thinking of?
I'm thinking of rolling.
Rolling. Yeah. You have so many.
Zabani. So many.
Semenyo.
Yeah, I think
are you gonna bring Semenyo to the
Semenyo will play every game.
34?
Until 34. Yeah, that's the whole point. Oh. Yeah, he's my double. I'm tripling up on Bournemouth. I had to buy either Semenyo or Mateta. I didn't buy Mateta because Mateta has City and Liverpool now, and I had to play Mateta. Huh. That's why I went for Semenyo, which is not ideal, but yeah, hopefully it's fine.
Okay. I can't think of it right now.
If I 33, I have 3 more transfers. My transfers will be bringing in 2, but I got 3 more transfers before my day end 34. So 2 Liverpool. And
who are the 2 Liverpool? Darwin and?
Most likely, I can't get Darwin. That's why. So, Lucho, Son for Lucho and somebody for Van Dijk.
Why can't you get Darwin, Solanke for Darwin?
Solanke is doubling, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I won't sell him. The only way I can sell Haaland, I will sell Haaland. I wouldn't sell Semenyo or Solanke. They have a double.
I will sell Semenyo, man. Like, I would prefer.
You mean for the double,
team, yeah.
Then Son for who?
Son, same thing, Lucho.
Yeah, okay, maybe. Do you think it's worth bringing in a double goalkeeper?
I don't know. I already have one.
Are you doing that?
I already have one.
Okay, how about me? Do you think it's worth bringing in Henderson? Palace has West Ham and Newcastle at home in the double. Do you think it's worth? Because if not, I have to play Newcastle away to Crystal Palace. Dubravka away to Crystal Palace.
How many percent is the hit if you bring the keeper? How many percent off is the hit?
It might not be a hit. It might not be a hit. It might be a free transfer.
Then bring
if it's a free transfer, it's probably worth it, right? Yeah. So I'm bringing like 2 Liverpool and 1 goalkeeper. Uh-huh. And then I'll have 2 singlers only, Foden and Haaland. That's my current plan. Should be okay.
I think, sounds good.
Okay, let's get out here. So, a mini league, quick one. So, the top three, right, is the same top three for the past 5 game weeks. So, we have Kenny at third place, Lemon at second place, and Big Ben, Houghton, USS McAllister. That's that team name is the, what's that? The Black Mirror episode. Do you watch the episode, bro? Do you remember?
I watch all the Black Mirror episodes, but I can't remember which one is. Yeah. Is it the Star Trek one?
It's the, the Star Trek one.
That's a boring episode.
Okay. So he's up to 6 in the world, bro.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
So he took a -4. He sold Watkins for Darwin, Hee Chan for Sarabia, and Son to Salah. So 85 points. How?
I low-key hope he wins the
yeah, same.
The
but he's in. He's in, like, you know, I listen to a lot of pods, right? His name comes out in the mini league segment, so he's in every pod, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know whether we can claim him or he's in every pod, but anyway.
No, I think, like, the thing is, like, people will click him and then they'll see the leagues that he's in and they'll see one FPL copy talks.
That is a good point. Yeah. That's what West did to us last season, I guess. But anyway, his team is crazy, 85 points. Neto, Saliba, Gabriel.
The double defense, the double Arsenal defense.
Yeah, the Man City, right?
Reap dividends for him, I would say. Like,
yeah, the Man City game.
He's had this he double both, defense right? for so long. Yeah.
Crazy, crazy. Virgil, Sarabia. He captain Salah, but he got Palmer and Foden. 20 points each. Then Solanke, Darwin, and Zabani. Yeah. Great pick. Great game week. So, let's wrap it up, bro.
Yep. Yeah, so if you haven't already joined our Telegram group, please do join. We're going to close up the deadline in 35. No more entries. And we're just going to do a check on the first few members in the team. I think we kind of know Lemon is inside. We kind of know Candy's inside. Maybe the next few on the list, we maybe just do a check on whether they're in a Telegram group. Yeah, just before 35, and then we kind of we close up the mini league once it's done. Yeah, so yeah, winner gets the Premier League jersey of his or her choice. You may find the league code at the Telegram channel. This is where we administer our league, and we interact with the community as well. So we appreciate your support. Do give us a like, subscribe, and share on all socials. Find FPL Copy Talks on IG, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and X. And links are all embedded on the description.
We'll be back next week, Tuesday morning. Same time, are you okay?
Yeah.
So Monday night for you. Monday night for you. So we'll be talking about game week 32. So it'll be just 7 more game weeks, guys. Hang in there. Anyway, thanks, ABK.
Yep. Thanks, Lukman.
And thank you, Anwar, if you're listening. And thank you to me. And thank you for everyone listening. We are FPL Copy Talks, signing out.
You're listening to FPL Copy Talks. Right here. Right now.